If you've ever thought about homeschooling your children, but it just seems so overwhelming and don't know where to start, Shannon Hayes is here to answer all of your questions with the Modern Homeschool Podcast. Class begins now.
There's an old proverb that says, better to see something once than to hear about it a thousand times. Welcome to the Modern Homeschool Podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Hayes, and today we're going to talk about one of the many ways to homeschool. A growing number of American families are taking the idea of homeschooling and adding wheels in a phenomenon known as road schooling. A broader social acceptance of homeschooling, the widespread availability of Wi-Fi, and the rising number of remote jobs have made the choice of homeschooling more attractive to a wider demographic who want to see the world and offer their kids a freer, more hands-on education. Road schoolers have many different ways of structuring their travels. Some live full-time on the road, while others take extended trips from a home base. They can typically spend anywhere from a few days to several weeks exploring a particular region, attending events, stopping at museums, parks, roadside attractions, and etc. before moving on. Today, I'm going to talk to a mom that is currently road schooling, and I could not be more excited. She already knows. I've already had to fangirl out a little bit here before we started recording. I've watched her and her family for years journey across America in their RV. So I want to welcome Marissa from Less Junk, More Journey.
Hey, thanks
welcome.
For having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. You already know how excited I am to have you. Now, who all lives in your RV? Let's start very basic. Who are we talking about here?
We are a family of four. So me and my husband, and we started out with just us and our daughter. We started this lifestyle when she was one, and we have added an addition to our home on wheels in March, and we have a son, JJ, as well.
So when you added JJ, you also had to change spaces or chose to change spaces?
We did. We had been traveling for 3 years in a 30-foot Airstream. So that means it was a pretty small space. We had like a 280 square feet in there. No slides. So it was pretty small, but we loved being small, and that gives you more opportunities when the more nimble you are. But then when he came along, babies require more stuff than
so much. And you forget how much stuff they need until you have another one. You're like, oh, this is so much stuff.
So we just decided it was time. And then obviously we had approached the age of our daughter starting to homeschool, and homeschool needed a little bit more her own space, and a workspace for us was what we were ready to kind of take on.
Right.
So that's when we decided to get a larger
what
rig.
I had watched you guys doing for years. I sound like such a stalker. So what this is your whole purpose is you put the videos on YouTube, the people watch them. I'm the people.
Well, thank
so,
you. We appreciate
yeah.
that.
So what I had watched you doing, I was like, they're homeschooling her. This is what they're doing. She wasn't school age,
exactly.
But you guys will go to parks or a lot of state parks, a lot of tours, and like you're teaching her things, you're reading off the plaques, and besides all of the nature and all of the learning through play, I was like, they're homeschooling. I wonder if they're gonna homeschool.
Traveling makes it so easy. Like you said, we didn't even realize we were doing it. I didn't even realize my daughter could read until she was four. And one day I saw her sitting down and she was reading. I was like, I didn't even know you could do that. Like, we had not even officially been schooling, but it's amazing how with this lifestyle, it's so hands-on. And she was reading road signs one day and she's like, I want to go to the aquarium. I'm like, how did she know there was an aquarium near?
Now we can't pass it anymore. She
exactly.
can read the signs.
So it's just a natural progression of, you know, like you said, reading the things around us and everything being so hands-on, and we have the time and opportunity to sit down and read books with her all the time, and it just naturally happened.
Exactly. It's almost like unschooling, which I don't know if you're familiar with unschooling.
Yes, a lot of road schoolers unschool.
Right. And so when I first heard of unschooling, I was like, that's not a thing. That's not. And then I realized, oh, wait, no, I totally unschool.
Mm-hmm.
Because my son can tell you everything about whales.
Mm-hmm.
He can sing songs in Chinese.
Wow.
I didn't teach him to do that.
Exactly.
So I'm like, wait. So it's interest-led learning.
Mm-hmm.
And I've watched your daughter do that. You know, she wants
one thing I'll say is you guys are so good about always meeting her needs. So you probably don't, you know I see the highlight reel, but like there are times when I'll watch Nathan like fix things and set up and you guys get to a camp and I'm like, oh, and he's still going to go to the playground? No.
He's amazing.
Mama is tired. I'm all like, sorry, we're going to, here, have some iPad time. So you're creating this little human who is able to have interest-led learning, and it's really an amazing thing.
She kind of leads the way. So like you said, I mean, one day we'll wake up, and she's like, I want to learn about volcanoes today. And I'm like, sure, you know, if that's where your interest is. It makes it easy when your kids have an interest for learning, and she definitely leads the way. If she's in the mood for something, then we go with it. If she is not in the mood, then they're not going to retain that information.
And it is nothing but stressful for you to try to teach them. When they're stressed, you get stressed. It's like, chill out, take a step back. I learned this the hard way with potty training.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd potty train two girls. And then with Tate, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to wait till he's ready.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, he was four and people were giving me side eye.
Right.
But guess what? One day he woke up, he said, I want to wear underwear. He went to the potty. Never had an accident. Not the first accident. He waited till he was ready.
That's the exact story that happened with our child as well.
Yeah, just wait. Mm-hmm. And so whether it's pottying or it's reading or it's learning math, you know, a lot of countries don't believe in formal education until mm-hmm. 8 or 9.
Right.
And I'm really seeing that as beneficial with Tate, but I'm getting off track. let's talk more. This is about road schooling, Shannon. This episode is road schooling. So did you guys know when you started out in the RV, did you know that you were going to homeschool?
I don't think homeschooling was ever on our radar. We obviously knew if we wanted to continue traveling that we would need to road school because we didn't want to sit still and put her in a public school situation or private school. So we just take it day by day. So we didn't know what would come in the future. And the same with right now with even road schooling. People are always asking us what our plan is. And I'm like, we're just focusing on where we're at right now and what her needs are. And if those needs change, then we'll change our course. So we never really had this set in plan and until we got to this point. And here we are. Yeah. And we're like, all right, well, obviously we wanted to keep traveling and we like the direction it's heading. Like I said, she's
flourishing.
Yeah. And we see that this is the best route for her. But if we ever see that she needs something different, we'll just move with that when it happens.
That's perfect. That's all that we can do. It mm-hmm. was never on my radar either. And it was my husband's idea. He's got big ideas. I was like, right. Oh, that's a big idea for you. He had to convince me.
Wow.
And so now I'm like, oh, I can't imagine if I didn't mm-hmm. do this. It's just when you see her learn to read and you're there and you're able to, it's just beyond, it's like literally beyond words.
Well, you get to witness that light bulb go off.
And it's,
you
know, like, it's almost like magic.
It is.
When I taught me, my first that I taught to read, Mila, I was like, oh, she's reading. And it was literally like magic. We moved out of that house and I cried over one thing. And that's where I taught her to read.
That's,
I was like,
beautiful.
I was like, I taught my baby to read there.
Well, there's something really special about, you know, you're the one
yeah.
who was able to provide that skill to them.
Who better to teach them than their parents?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about it. Do you guys, so you're on the road, you're actually from Cookeville? You're from the Cookeville area?
We are, uh-huh.
That's amazing. And so you are here part of the time, so I'm assuming that you register with the school system here? Is that how you're registered?
We did a lot of research, and we ended up going with Home Life Academy, so we're under their umbrella.
Okay.
And so that's just been really easy being on the road and turning everything in online.
And on to an umbrella, I'm a big proponent of umbrella schools. I use our local one, which is Daniel 1.
Right. I've heard a lot of good things
about
it.
And you know, when you start looking at, it's all about the same.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, it was just, we wanted that local graduation ceremony.
Right.
I'm about to graduate one.
Oh, that's amazing.
I know, I feel so old. But it's also, I mean, it's a huge win. And so I've talked to several moms today. I'm recording a lot of episodes today in one sitting. Moms who have graduated 4 and 5 kids already.
Wow.
And so it's just really inspirational to like see all of these moms doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we're all out here and we're doing it one day, you know. And so now it's my turn to graduate one. I'm going to try not to cry.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a true accomplishment, though.
It really is. I'm sorry. I'm getting off track here. Do you have a set curriculum that you use with her, or is it more what today, like you said, if she wants to learn about volcanoes, mm-hmm. or do you have like a math curriculum or a reading or that you use in particular?
I did go with a curriculum. I mean, she's in kindergarten, so it wasn't like a must do, but because this was my first year and I had no idea what I was doing, I wanted to make sure I had some kind of course to follow, but I didn't want it to be very strict because we do live this, you know, free traveling lifestyle and we take a lot of field trips.
Your life is a field trip.
Our life is. And so I didn't want something that like tied us down. I wanted it to be nature based. I wanted it to have a lot of like certain aspects that I was looking for. So we went with The Good and the Beautiful, which I've really enjoyed. A lot of road schoolers that do pick a curriculum like this one, it's art based, which my daughter is really into art, and it's faith based. And so we wanted a way to incorporate that as well. And I love that the lessons are very short because we can either double, triple up if she's feeling good that day, or if we have a lot of excursions that we've got planned, it's okay if I don't, you know, get to a lesson that day. They're very quick to the point, and it incorporates everything kind of in one. So her grammar book, it does spelling, it does phonics, it does reading, it has like all these activities. And I'm not a good like crafter, I'm not a Pinterest mom, and so I love that all the crafts are like very easy
set out. It sort of gives you the direction.
Yes, it's very easy to follow, and that is what I wanted. I want something that gave me guidelines so I knew I was heading.
You want to know you're saying the right thing. I do that with math. So with I'm really picky about math. I started with Saxon math.
Okay.
And I've went to about four other maths between all of my kids, and I'm back at Saxon. It's just the best.
I've heard. I did Saxon growing up.
It's the best for as far as it literally in bold tells mom what to say. Mm-hmm. And so to me for math, because that's not my strong suit, I don't love it.
Right.
I want you to tell me, you know, give me the confidence to know that I'm doing it correctly. I don't have to be a math major. I just have to know how to read.
Exactly.
So I'm reading that book and I'm teaching my kids math. So you said you use Saxon. Were you homeschooled?
I wasn't, but we used that
in the public school system. Okay.
I actually come from a family of teachers. So like my mom, my sister, my brother, like everybody is
was
a
that
teacher.
A fun announcement when you're like, I'm going to homeschool. How'd that go?
I think with anything, people have, you know, perceptions of what they see, but I've actually got a lot of support from my family, which is really good. Well, it's kind of like when we tell them, hey, we're gonna live in an RV and travel the country. I think in the beginning people are like kind of hesitant about it, but once they see what you're getting out of the lifestyle, and the same with homeschooling, they can see, you know, how bright Hensley is and how she is flourishing. And so they will kind of ask her questions sometimes. I guess they're, you know, how people will make sure they're on course.
People don't do this to me. People never quiz my kids, and they never ask me the socialization question.
Really?
I think it's because they know what kind of answer they would get from me. So maybe they just don't approach me with this. But, you know, every kid learns differently. Mm-hmm. State standards in education aren't what I'm interested in my child learning. I'm interested in my child growing up to be a good human who sees the world, who is kind, who wants to learn. And I mean, that's what you're doing out on the road with her. You're showing her the world, and she's going to be able to make her decision on what she's going to do with that world.
It's more like you're teaching them to learn how to learn.
Teaching them to learn.
If you can do that, then they can do anything.
I like that. I like that a lot. And so we were talking earlier about public schools segregate kids by age. Mm-hmm. That's the only time in our life that we're segregated by age,
That's
if you
true.
Think about it.
Yeah.
So to me, the homeschool kids that I know, and I've seen Hensley do it on your videos, can have a conversation with an adult as easy as they can any child of any age. And to me, that's more real life socialization. That's what life is going to look like. It's not going to look like I can only talk to 42-year-olds because I'm 42. You know, I just said my age out loud. Didn't mean for that to happen. But so, you know, it's just really these kids are being socialized. They're being socialized by their parents, by all of the people that you're meeting on the road. I know that you guys have sort of a community. You'll kind of run into people.
We do.
That's interesting.
There's there actually are family groups out there too. It's called Full Time Family. So it's really good because they do rallies and they'll do events and we go and we kind of, I mean, there'll be 80 plus families doing what we're doing.
That's cool.
And we can kind of connect and then we re-meet them down the road. But this is our fifth year of doing it. So over those 5 years, we've really made some really amazing friendships.
I saw you, you ran into somebody you knew at the border of Canada or at Niagara Falls. Did you run into somebody?
Yes.
Like, see, I told you, I watched.
And we met them through a full-time family rally. They were our neighbors at the rally and we've become really close and we haven't seen them in over a year.
That's crazy.
But you just pick right up where you left off. I mean,
you sort of get in where you fit. You socialize.
Do. You
and,
do.
And that's normal interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, can you tell me where is your favorite place that you guys have been so far?
Oh, that is always the toughest question because everything offers something so unique. You know, there's Utah and the Red Rock and there's Florida and palm trees and there's, you know, like we have... We just love everything because it offers something different. The United States is so diverse. I mean,
it really is. And there's things that I'm seeing on your channel that the gorge in New York where you were just at.
When people think of New York,
that's not what I thought of.
They're thinking New York City, but upstate New York actually reminds me a lot of Tennessee. It reminded me of home.
You said that, and I was like, it does.
It really
does. But that water, the gorge, you guys, you have to follow. really quickly, let me plug your channel. Plug your channel so these people can watch all of these videos that I'm going to be talking about here.
Our YouTube channel is called Less Junk, More Journey. And essentially, we decided to downsize and live minimally and live in an RV and travel the country. And that's why we decided to get rid of all the junk in our life so we can have more journey. And that's how we come up with our name. And this is
it's fitting.
Fifth year. Yeah.
It's fitting. Mm-hmm. That's what you're doing. So I think maybe Alaska might be your favorite.
That's what Nathan and I have come to an agreement. Alaska, Nathan always says it's like everything in the lower 48 on steroids. Like it's just so, it's just so magnified up there. I mean, I know this sounds crazy, but we actually got so spoiled of how beautiful things were. We're just like, oh, there's another glacier, another mountain. Like, because it is just so beautiful up there. We spent 3 months in the summer in Alaska.
There was one place that you were parked. I don't know if it was boondocking, mm-hmm. learning the lingo.
Yes.
And the view was like, there was a lake and these mountains and there's snow caps.
Spectacular.
It was beautiful.
Uh-huh.
It was beautiful.
That's definitely our favorite. That I think it was just something special, you know, like it's something unique. A lot of people don't get to see that in their lifetime.
It's so far away.
It is.
It probably wasn't your favorite haul.
That was tough with a little one. I mean, because it took us, 3 weeks of driving essentially to get up to Alaska and then 3 weeks, you know, of driving back towards Tennessee. And we did some stopping along the way through Canada and up, and which is absolutely gorgeous. But, We actually have a sweet spot for Alaska, too, because we always call JJ our little Alaskan souvenir. So that's when we found out about him. So it's special to us, for sure.
I loved it. I cried a little when I was watching that. I've literally followed their journey, and they had tried to conceive, and then mm-hmm. Facebook stopped showing me notifications for a while.
Oh, Facebook.
And all of a sudden, here pops up this newborn photo and of their little Alaskan souvenir. And I was like, holy cow, I've got to go back and watch some videos. I really have a miss, and then I was like, oh, she's homeschooling too, so I snagged her for the podcast. I really think do you think that anybody that wants to can live this lifestyle?
I do think that you have to be okay with change. You know, there is a lot of change with this lifestyle. You kind of have to be a little bit of a free spirit. And we've changed over time. Like, this lifestyle has changed us, and we've become to roll with the punches a little bit more. So not saying you couldn't do this if you had a certain personality, but Nathan and I, my husband, we always say it magnifies your personality. So everything is magnified in a small space. And when you're trapped, like, we are together 24/7 with our husbands, with our children. But that means that our marriage is magnified, our, you know, us as parents, we get to team as parenting. Like, it's not just,
it's not wait till dad gets home.
Exactly.
It's like, we're all here.
And that has pros and cons.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, that's what we love about this lifestyle. It's not, you know, I do this all day and then he comes home and we just see each other on the weekends. Like, we get to be together 24/7 and make decisions and make memories together, and we don't miss a thing with our kids, and I love that.
No, it's really amazing, and I'm going to suggest that everyone go follow them on YouTube. Is there a website also that they can?
Yeah, it's www.lessjunkmorejourney.com.
There you go. So check them out. They are awesome. They are fun. They are road schooling. It is Marissa and Nathan, who is not here, but he's very missed, and he's very much a part of Less Junk, More Journey. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to The Modern Homeschool. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.